You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I got a couple of different Rangers topics for you. I got more info about the Beltre statue and the unveiling. Want to talk about a new potential division for the Rangers and what you would prefer that looks like. Plus, Alec, if you can go ahead and give me cut number two. Unfortunately, that is not going to be a positive highlight.
Leiter ready now with the 2-1. Swinging a drive toward the right field corner. This one is gone. A line drive home run for Vinny Pasquantino. It is his 23rd of the year, and that puts Kansas City in front 3-1.
Now
that was a line drive.
It
dude.
Was. The Rangers lost that game 4-3. We already talked about the Jock Peterson bad call, because that's absolutely what it was earlier in the show. But regardless of how we feel about that. Tick tock. Like another day,
yeah,
another
what I go
loss.
Watch videos on.
Yes. And not only the amount of games you are behind, but the number of teams you are behind for a wild card. Look, I heard Chris Young yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, and I appreciated his answer. It was like, we've got the time. We've got the people. Let's go get it. And then you go out and lose.
Yeah, it's just, and I'm a loss away, Kevin, from declaring and waving the white flag.
Whoa!
And it could happen tonight, and I'm just
holy
like, okay,
moly.
That's it. Now I
want. Is that
going to
be your first thing you tell Boach tomorrow if they lose?
I've declared bankruptcy.
The season's over.
You know, Fred. I don't know if you've ever worked with Fred before.
Yeah, I have.
Oftentimes, he uses the phrase "Let's call it what it is."
He does like to use that phrase.
And I've seen a lot of people say this, and I'm like, I don't want to believe that, but maybe it is the belief I have to have. When you came out of the gates at the second half of this, the A's, the Braves, they're not great teams.
Nope.
You ran through them.
Yep.
Angels aren't a great team, and you lost two to them.
Yep.
Seattle is a good team, and you lost three of four to them. The Yankees are in a weird place. You were able to catch two. Philly's good. You got swept. Diamondbacks are bad. Blue Jays are good. You got destroyed. Like, the reality is you're not as good as those teams.
And you know what makes it even worse is you can pick through those series and find how much different it could have been. Like, you look at those last two games against Philly. You're right. You absolutely got swept. You look at those last two games. Those were there for the taking. You look at that first game in the Toronto series. That was there for the taking. Now, all of a sudden, it's three games. You win both of those series. But that's the story of the Rangers season, right?
They don't have that.
Yeah.
That there for the taking thing.
They don't take it.
And I don't.
I agree.
It's a quality.
Agreed.
That you have to have. And I don't know that you can just like find a book and say, guys, read this book so we can have this quality again.
Sure.
Or you can go buy it at Oshman's. Does Oshman's still exist? Good question.
You should just go to Dick's.
All right, Sporting Goods. There you go. You're right about that. You can go there and get it. The I don't know that quality is just an easily accessible thing, but I wanted to believe that Boach, you know, could wave that wand because we saw it. And so we saw it happen before. They had that quality 2 years ago. Last year was a bad year. This year, all right, let's get back to it. And every step of the way, Kevin, they've shown us that they don't have that anymore.
Right.
And now I'm looking at this team going, what is this team for the future? If that's the case, if you can't find it with this bunch, you're kind of stuck with a lot of it for a while. So there's still some good talent here.
Sure.
But I just can't. I'm so close, Kevin, to just saying it's irreparable, unrepairable.
Yeah.
Not able to be repaired.
Look, there are things that you can say are out of their control. And I'm willing to listen to that to a certain extent. Like Jake Berger, we talked about it yesterday. We were hoping he'd only miss two or three games. Guess what? He goes on the injured list. We've talked about all kinds of pitching issues that the Rangers have had throughout the season. But I think the frustrating part about the whole deal is you were still in position to win those Phillies games, to win that Toronto game, to win a couple of those Angels games. Like you've been in position to win so many of these games, and it feels like more often than not, you just don't win them.
Yeah.
And at some point, it becomes, you can't overcome it.
And the frustrating part is, like, the pitching is there at times, and then the hitting is there occasionally. And,
yeah.
But they just can't be there together at the same time.
I 100% will listen to the argument that if you take the best components of this team at the best time, they can go win the World Series again. You have seen this be the best pitching staff in Major League Baseball. You have seen this be one of the best bullpens in baseball, and you have seen those offensive explosions where you're like, holy crap. But guess what? They're never together, or rarely are they together at the same time. Guess what? When the offense started to pick up even a little bit, that's when your starting pitching started to falter. When the starting pitching went ahead and held strong still, even though the offense wasn't great, that's when the bullpen fully imploded. Like, there's very rarely been any time this season when all of those have been hitting at the same time.
And that's the, like, I guess the other frustrating thing is, you know, Jock's taken a lot of the heat of you got paid a lot of money and you aren't producing.
And that's fair.
It ain't
just him.
But it's not one person we can point to on this thing. Like across the board, these guys are not playing to the level that Chris Young and Bruce Bochy expected them to play at. That's what the reason I say that is because that's what Chris Young has said all season long. When asked about the hitting, when asked about all these moves all the way along, Chris Young has said, I know if these guys can play up to what their potential is, then we have a contender. And I think that's what we all believe, is that, yes, the potential of what they are is definitely a contender. And that's where we get into the arguments with other fans, is they're not playing to that potential. And so the idea is, yes, they are good enough to do it, but they're so much further away from their potential right now than we've ever seen.
Look, if you just want to start the list of names, and there are plenty, the Texas Rangers, and I know he's been doing great in the minors, and that's fantastic. The Texas Rangers trusted Cody Freeman more to put in their lineup than Josh Young. Wyatt Langford hasn't seen the year-over-year growth that I think a lot of us hoped there would be.
Can we stick there for a second? Yeah. I was thinking about that this morning, and I wonder how much that has hurt the team building the last year and a half.
Sure.
Because we expected 30-something home runs and, you know, 100 RBI. You know,
and so does he. So does the team.
The defense is better.
I agree.
For Wyatt Langford. And you know what? The base running is insane. Like, it's fun to watch him run. But the pop. And so whenever you're building a team and you just kind of pencil in those two guys, Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford, you're like, all right, we got the future of our outfield is right there. And then you kind of, well, they can't carry it on their own.
Yeah.
You're finding out is that they can't carry it on. You're just hoping that Evan Carter doesn't get hurt running to first base most times.
Yeah.
And then so like that's the fact that they can't carry it. How much does that affect as you've been looking at your team, you've just been going, okay, Seager and Simeon, we know we got this with them. And then we got Wyatt and Evan. Crap. That's down. Well, I have to have Rowdy Tellez do a lot better then.
Let's make this very clear. Wyatt Langford can still be a phenom in Major League Baseball. He can still be an unbelievable player for the Rangers. I've had a couple of these arguments on air. You cannot tell me. I refuse to accept the premise that Wyatt Langford has made strides offensively this year when you look at most of his numbers are primed to be in about the same spot. His batting average is primed to be a little bit lower. His WAR and OPS are primed to be just the tiniest sliver higher. On-base percentage, about the same. Slugging, about the same. More home runs, far fewer RBIs, though I get that that's a product of the team as well. On pace to have more strikeouts. And like, It's a net neutral just about with me offensively. So while I'm super pumped that he's looking better defensively, when you're talking about the building of the lineup, I know the hope was for now that Wyatt Langford would be sitting here right now with an OPS at 800 or higher and 25 or more home runs with 75 plus RBIs. Not even close on any of those.
I agree with the 817. All we need is a wild card spot. I agree. Okay.
This team is built for the playoffs.
You got to get
there. For sure.
Yes, they're built for the playoffs. You got to get there. Okay. The other thing in this offensive conversation then is, and it's not offensive, it's offensive. The decision on Brett Boone was a decision of by the GM, president of baseball operations, that I have the right players. The message isn't the correct message. Now that you have seen a little bit of moments that they looked alive again, but not enough to change the season. So do you look at it in the off season and say, and I know that, you know, we're still down a stretch here, but do you look at it and go, well, now I have to start reconstructing the team? I'll just get a new hitting. And I'm not blaming Brett Boone for anything here. Like, this is an entire team thing here.
It's really difficult for me to give you a good answer to that because Chris Young is such a compelling talker that I honestly can't tell if what he's everything that he
says. I believe
says,
when he's the things he says.
And
I believe he believes the things
okay,
he says.
Okay, and see, that's where I'm caught up. Because when Chris Young says, we have the guys, we have the time.
I believe that he believes that.
But what I can't tell is we have the guys means the team has constructed right now, or I feel pretty great about 21 of the 26. Now, if I just had the time,
Valid.
Money, and resources to switch out those five.
Very good point.
Like, I can't tell.
And then that other part of, you know, I believe we have the time until the time runs out.
Right.
And ultimately isn't like we all do that until the time is run out. Let's believe that some people are like, well, there's six innings left. Let's pack it up and let's go home.
Right.
Chris Young does not seem to be that guy.
No, he doesn't
at all. So like, we got an injury to this guy. The season's over. He's like, okay, we'll find a solution. And I like to believe that. And I know he believes it too. Kevin, by the way, Oshman's was purchased by Sports Authority in 2001, and they ceased operations in 2005. So that's tough.
So yeah, it's been 20.
Really,
it's been
really
20
tough
years.
For me to learn here.
Alec, it's been a minute since we've had that.
It was the one Mesquite that I used to go to all the time.
Jeez, I was four.
God, every time you say that, it makes me sad just a little bit. And I'm glad you're on our team. You're our Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford youth movement.
Yeah.
As they're still
little
trying
Sager.
To trot us out. Although I get how Jock Peterson and Rowdy Tellez would be the better example for me, at least. All right. By the way, I wanted to get this in there real quick. As far as a new division goes, and Rob Manfred, who, again, hates baseball, he said that expansion could lead to geographical realignment in the divisions.
Now, oh, man.
It makes a lot of sense to me. But I've seen multiple people, and here's what they've done. They've texted in four other teams they would want in the Rangers division. I don't think that's what's going to happen. So they're going to expand two teams. So baseball is going to be up to 32 teams. So what are you going to do with that? You're going to have the same structure as the NFL, right? You're going to have eight divisions of four teams. That's what I think.
So they're redrawing the the way that things are lined up.
Except there is a very good reason to do so this time.
Gotcha.
And so, yes, I understood what you were saying.
But I guess, would they cross National League teams into the American League?
Correct. I think...
Whoa!
Yes, I think that might happen. I have not taken that step yet.
Me either.
But CBS
did. Arizona
did.
And Colorado, would they fit? Or would...
They're not... So
centrally?
Let me pitch you what I got.
St.
Okay?
Louis...
So the AL South, as constructed by CBS Sports, which I don't agree with, is the Rangers, Astros, Rays, and Marlins. So that does take one of your National League teams, move it over. Here's the issue, and here's what I would love for them to try to do. I know this is not a perfect situation. My division, now called the AL South, or actually AL Central, if we could just steal that away, because these teams aren't all South. But you know what? We're not in the West either, so screw it. I'm sticking with the AL South. The Rangers, the Astros, the White Sox, and the Royals. All of those teams sit in the Central time zone. And the reason why, because I just saw somebody say F all these 9 o'clock games. So across the board, your start time would be 7.05 p.m. on a lot of these games. Now, I know you'd still have out-of-division games that would change it up, but... Your out-of-division games wouldn't so frequently be 9.05 p.m. So now you would have a fully central time zone, which would be really great for the Ranger fan.
You could even swing, and I know this. You said south, but you could, if you're just going central, you could swing in the Brewers or the Cubs or the Cardinals, the Twins.
I wonder if there are a couple.
You said south. That makes a lot of sense.
You're right. There are a couple teams like the Cubs that I just feel like they wouldn't move out of the National League.
Whatever.
Like, time zone-wise, that would make a lot of sense.
No,
but
I get it.
They're going to expand. When baseball expands, I'm sure Nashville and wherever else they decide to go, they're going to put it up to...
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented... by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to streeteasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
32. So I think you're going to see a fourth division in each of these leagues, which fits just fine with the number of playoff teams they already have, but you can still expand that if you feel like it.
Fourth division, a fourth dimension.
And I believe in the fourth division, I think, more.
All right.
But okay. I would say Rangers, Astros, White Sox, Royals would be the division that I would draw.
All right, let's fix it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. We'll work on that right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some NFL overreaction or reality? Plus AM on the FM. Plus, it feels like maybe more people have more divisional ideas. Maybe we get that as well next right here on The Fan.
And he'll go behind 2-A, but it's Aikman with a ball, and he's going deep. Harper wide open, touchdown! His first catch of the day. Tennessee.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, we bring in a man who has been marked up with the marker or lipstick or crayons.
Yeah, dude, what happened
Eric
to you?
Schiafalo.
It's a marker situation. The girls got crazy with it today, and I was like, you know what? Fine. Because that means I just get to kind of lay here. You guys get to have fun doing your little artwork deal.
Yes.
I was a little annoyed that one of them put the swipe on my face.
We got you there, yeah.
But the arm stuff, other than the fact that it looks like what? Psoriasis?
Cirrhosis.
Cirrhosis.
Psoriasis. Psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
You know, when you're
all over me.
I don't know exactly what psoriasis
you know,
is,
Eric,
Kevin.
Thanks for joining us.
But
it's
I know
itchy.
That a friend of mine had it, and okay. It was scary for him.
Okay.
When it itched.
All right. So we're doing a little NFL overreaction or reality here.
Yes.
And I wanted to check on something first. So the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader show just got renewed for its third season. By the way, it's called America's Sweethearts, which when we're in Germany, that was our Frages des Tages or question of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Was which group is known as America's Sweethearts? So of course I knew that. Frages des Tages!
That's a great Frogus.
And whenever you say that, everyone has to repeat it. It's a whole thing. Anyways, it's going to get renewed for its third season. Second season's on now. Overreaction or reality, you have seen or your significant other has watched the show with you.
Reality. Not like a ton of it, but it has made an appearance on our screen.
Agreed. Same with my wife. I've watched a good little bit of it.
I have not had... I mean, like, the pleasure of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Although Christy Scales did tell me out in Oxnard, she was like, you have to, especially after we met Maddie and Charlie.
That's right.
At Whataburger. Oh, I love Whataburger. So, yeah, there was a... I need to. Is that what I'm being told here?
Yeah,
I need to?
You yes. need to.
All right.
You need to get some Whataburger and sit down and watch it.
How are they going to help the product on the field is what I want to know first from them.
Well, unfortunately, they haven't, right? Yeah. I mean, they've been here just as long. Like, their drought, they've been a part of it. Right there on the field, cheering us to playoff losses.
I've thought, but I'm trying to decide if maybe I should just keep this thought to myself.
You know what? We have, this is the expressway, Kevin, mm-hmm. so it's commercial free mm-hmm. For the next 40 minutes. I say shelve it until we get into the break, and then I'll ask for the C block.
Okay. All right, now I believe Corey will complete this mission. Overreaction or reality, you will watch the entirety of the Cowboys Netflix documentary by the end of the week.
Oh, wow.
7 hours and 45 minutes.
Putting the end of the week on it is going to be challenging, but I think that's...
Do you binge stuff? Or are you one of those, I've watched an episode, that was fine, and now I'll wait till next week to watch the next episode.
No, if it's up to me, I would, usually a couple episodes in a night.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's just all about how much time do I have? How much time is allotted? Were the kids down when I got home, or were they not? Because now everything just got extended.
And is the wife down? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's important.
You can watch the show, Kevin.
That's not what
or
you
not.
Meant.
Watch the show. I might finish it today.
Wow.
I let my wife know that I have a fear of picking up the kids from school.
So I think she's going to pick up the kids from school today.
Nice.
And I know I just need to get it diagnosed. And
right.
Then we're, you know, money.
Get that doctor's note.
Yeah, and then this, then my oldest kid will have to pick them up.
So if you're listening and you're a fake doctor.
Yeah, fake doctor. Corey, let me know.
Yeah, get Tom Brady's fake doctor.
Yes. Exactly. But I think I might have the time. I already started it this morning at the house. And then Kevin, you know I like to watch shows while I drive.
Yes.
So I did that too while I was driving. I just watched some of it. And it's
a show like this feels easier to just listen to
than The Wire.
There are other things you talk about when I'm like, are you looking at this show? Dude, that feels dangerous.
You ever seen The Wire, Eric?
Yes.
Okay, there's a
very dense.
Omar's one of my favorite characters. Something happened to him in the show. All right.
Something
people
did happen.
People who haven't seen it. And I was pulling into my driveway when that moment happened, and so I didn't see it. And so I'd like, and I ran inside, rewound it, and watched it, but it just kind of took everything away.
Yeah, it kind of like undercut the whole moment.
Yeah, so, but it's the risk of driving and watching shows.
That is true.
That's the risk.
Corey said he's going to get it done. Now I feel like he put a lot of pressure on you, Eric.
He did.
Start watching TV while you drive. I don't know if I would support that.
I've done that with a game before, because we do the pregame show, and then it's like I'm driving home, and I want to listen to Brad and Babe, and then and also be able to like kind of peek ski.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Alec, I want you to start this one off. Overreaction or reality, you would know when it's time to retire. So Odell Beckham Jr. really went out of his way to correct people that it was a false retirement report. But, like, you know, he played 9 games last year and caught 9 passes for 55 yards. Since he was awesome in the Super Bowl, he's appeared in 23 games and caught 44 passes. Overreaction or reality, you would know when it's time to retire.
Yeah, I mean, even in my high school athletics career, I knew that's why I'm doing radio now, is because my senior year, I was like, my knee doesn't work the same way it used to. Mm. I'm done. I hung up the spikes. It was time to be a family man, a.k.a. Get that, you know, high school diploma and get a college degree and figure out how to do radio for a living. So, yeah, I feel like I know when my time has come and passed. I don't avoid it. I will know if, I hope this doesn't happen, if the hairline starts receding, I'm going to know when to shave it all off. You know, I'm going to know when to hang them up and just give up on the dream.
You know, you don't have to shave it off. You could always just go to Advanced Hair Restoration and AdvancedHair.com.
That's a good point.
That's a pro right there.
Just saying.
Overreaction reality, you guys would know when it's time to retire.
I'd like to think so. Right? Like, because I'm always thinking about these people that you see with coaches all the time, like Jimbo Fisher. You want to get back in the sport? Like, why? John Gruden, you want to get back in the sport? You've made all the money in the world. You've done the things. Like, you've won championships. Why does it matter anymore? But then I don't know what I'm going to, like, letting go of, I guess, the microphone at 70 years old.
I was going to say, I heard y'all's show yesterday. It sounds like maybe you're not good at letting things go.
Hey, that was an apology song, okay?
Okay.
That was an olive branch that we extended out.
God, the follow-up interview with the G-Bag Nation and Rowdy Tellez is going to be must listen to.
It'll probably have to happen in the clubhouse.
Probably will.
I was thinking about just going to the clubhouse and not letting him know that we're those guys. And like, hey, can we
interview
give him a minute?
Him
just
up.
Interview him and then bring it up. Like, man, how about those bleep holes? From last year.
That is a great idea.
That were.
You're assuming he's going to be in the clubhouse.
Brisket sandwiching you. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Like, we don't know what this team is going to look like yet.
Hopefully it looks a hell of a lot different.
Yeah, hopefully they're celebrating another World Series.
Just a touch thinner.
Because you said that, twofold overreaction reality. You would know when to retire, and Rowdy Tellez is on the Rangers next year.
Overreaction on the retirement.
Okay.
Because I think I'm going to be one of those people that are going to be like, dude, it's time. And I'm going to be like, what? But I was having so much fun.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, well, most of our station is 25-year-old hosts, and you're 78. And I'll be like, but I'm still enjoying my time.
Corey's Krusty's Corner.
They're keeping me young, you know, stuff like that. So, but and then also overreaction. Or reality. Reality on the Tellez thing. He won't be.
Okay.
Crap, dude.
I don't think he will be.
All right. Do you have time for one more?
Absolutely.
All right. Alec, I'm going to start with you once again.
But he might
again.
Be on the Royals, so you might be able to go over to that clubhouse.
There you go. Like, hey, let's go knock on that door.
Talk about, yes,
brisket Sandos don't taste so good in Kansas City, do they, Rowdy?
This might be a controversial one right here. Overreaction or reality, Jalen Hurts will be locked in as a top 6 quarterback by the end of the season.
Ooh. That's tough. That's incredibly tough. I'm going to say overreaction. I'm going to say he's just outside because he lost his offensive coordinator that helped him look a lot better. I'm not saying that he was bad beforehand because he wasn't, but it was the best he had ever looked last year. And I don't know, Nick Sirianni just has this way of bringing in assistants that do really good jobs and then finding new ones that do really good jobs. So maybe that track record of success finding assistants is going to work. Jalen Hurts is going to be really, really good, and I'm wrong and I sound stupid, but I think he takes a step back and he's more in that like 8 to 10 range.
I'm going to go overreaction on this as well. I mean, the talent on that Eagles offense is still ridiculous. Now, if they have a bunch of injuries and all of a sudden, hey, you have to really be the man, Jalen Hurts, and he proves that he can be that, then it's a different story. I just don't see that happening. If they find great success and they're still super healthy, he's not going to get the credit for it because everybody knows it's Saquon, it's A.J. Brown, it's the best offensive line in the league. But, yeah, I think it would take injuries and then them still being dominant, and it's like, oh, because they had to throw the ball 30 times. They didn't just get to run all over everybody. All
right. He's currently ranked 4th in fantasy football quarterback rankings.
Oh.
And I think because of fantasy football and the way a lot of people see it, because he can run, because he gets the tush-push touchdowns, because of the throwing also and the touchdowns, I think people are going to go, well, naturally he is because of those things. I'll play on the field, though. I mean, if he's rocking along like they were last year, I think he sticks there, man.
All right. Thank you very much for jumping.
Thanks, Eric.
In.
Hey, thank you guys.
You're we'll always fun to hang out with. Bro.
I got my lunch with me.
Okay,
in my hand.
You don't trust me.
I wouldn't. I'm
going to turn over a new leaf since Germany.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah,
they're good at forgiving. All right, we will continue. NFL.
Oh, you thought we were going to break, and you were like, crap. No. We still have more to do.
Oh, I got more. All right, Corey. NFL overreaction or reality? All right. J.J. McCarthy will throw for more than 3,500 yards this season.
Reality. I think more than 3,500 yards is feasible, especially if he has Justin Jefferson. Now, Jordan Addison being out for the games that he's out is going to hurt. But I don't think 3,500 yards is a lofty goal either for him. So, but yeah, I think he does.
Alec, before you answer, I will say overreaction.
Ooh.
I do not think he's going to get there.
Huh. That's tough.
Putting that on the wall of takes.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Because I could totally see a world where either happens, but I'm going to go with reality because I think that everybody stays healthy. I think that Kevin O'Connell still does his thing. It's kind of like what I was just talking about with the Eagles and that staff and some of the weapons that like Chiafalo was talking about. Everything around him is still really, really good. So I think it's going to allow him to do that. Even if it doesn't look great, I think he can still get there.
Okay, I like that answer. Now, that will complete today's edition of Overreaction or Reality. We got AM on the FM in just a minute, but I wanted to throw this out there. I thought this was a really nice move. Anthony Edwards, he donated 150 pairs of shoes for back to school preparations for people. And I just always think it's cool when you hear stories like that. I know that Anthony Edwards has some complex baggage that comes along with him when it comes to kids, but I appreciate him making the effort with that.
Was it a Blueprints Hospitalities Walking in the Right Path shoe giveaway?
I believe that is correct.
It was, and that was in Houston that he was taking care of them, given his shoe and 150. Some people, Kevin, it always frustrates me when somebody's like, why didn't you give 500? And you're like, dude, 150 yeah. is awesome. That's really cool that he was able to do that. And do you know 150 of those kids absolutely lost their minds?
Oh, I have no doubt.
They were able to put some shoes on their feet for one, but they were able to put a dude that they look up to shoes on their feet also.
One of the kids, Anthony Edwards, is his favorite player. And he was like, oh my gosh, Anthony Edwards, thank you, Ant-Man. And I'm sure that's like probably one of the highlights of his life already. And you know what one of the highlights of every one of our days is? Well, good news for you. It's right now. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day, or as Kevin would call it, the Frage de Tagus.
Frage de Tagus!
I had to go to Google to confirm that and make sure that I wasn't totally butchering it and or saying something vulgar.
For whatever it's worth, they say Frages. But yeah, I'm with you.
I think it's Focus.
No.
That's a car.
Focus.
And I've got some sound that I think is great. This is one of my favorite things about the younger generations getting into pro sports. Lawrence Butler of The Athletics talked with John Boy Media and had the most brutally honest answer to a great question that I wanted to be on the next like round of MLB player polls. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But gentlemen, we go to the National Day calendar where sometimes it does let me down.
Oh,
because sometimes it doesn't have like the biggest holidays that I would actually care about, like National Radio Day.
Oh, yeah.
It was yesterday. And it was something that we celebrated a lot in college. My professor, Lance, always made a big deal out of it. And College Radio Day was a big thing, too. So we had like T-shirts made and everything. I've lost touch of that since then. So I want to know some of your radio lore. What got you into radio? What was your upbringing with radio? Why do you enjoy it so much? 877-881-1053. Tell me some of your origin stories.
Man, I'm so glad that you asked this question. It was Paul Harvey. Look.
The Two-Face guy in Batman?
No. That's Harvey Dent. So, look, we probably won't get into all of this right here and right now. But when I was younger, I worked with my dad for a summer as a punishment for something else that I had done. Like, that's not neither here nor there. But he would listen to the radio. And every day, Paul Harvey, time for news. And I loved the way Paul Harvey talked. He was also the greatest person in the history of radio at weaving into ads and you not even knowing it. He would be telling this story for like 30 seconds that I thought was part of his show. And he's like, and that's when she stopped by True Value. And I was like, wait, hold on, this is a commercial? And so it would blow my mind. And then, you know, he would tell this crazy story and he's like, and that little boy that nobody wanted on their dodgeball team became Richard Nixon. And you're like, what? And then he would go, and now you know the rest of the story. And I to this day, I absolutely love Paul Harvey. That is why I got into radio.
That's a pretty good one right there. I was working in Las Colinas, and this is kind of first time out on my own. And on my drives home, ESPN, the brand, I knew the brand.
Sure.
And so I flipped it on, and I knew Dan Patrick, and I love Dan Patrick. I think the sports talker.
I know.
I think he's just wonderful. And I really enjoyed his interview style. And what's crazy is I don't have his interview style, but I really enjoy his interview style. I always was like, man, it sounds like he's best friends with Adam Sandler. And now you see he's in Adam Sandler. It sounds like he's best friends with this. It just sounded like him and Reggie Miller were so tight.
Right.
And it was because he'd put that time in. So that was the beginning of it. But ultimately, that shift to Newey Scruggs and Brian Estridge, Chuck Cooperstein and Newey Scruggs early morning, morning shift, but kind of this time of day was awesome. And then Randy Galloway. I listened to Randy Galloway religiously. My dad listened to him, so before I even got into it. And so I knew of Randy Galloway, and that was the first person I reached out to. He was the first person to ever give me advice in this business. After our first time I ever got to interview him, he said, hey, you keep preparing like you did for this, you're going to be just fine in this business. And so I felt pretty confident that, you know, things were going to go good. But listening to Randy Galloway was when I was like, oh, it doesn't have to be ESPN highlights radio. It can be fun. And that was where fun radio really, I was like, that kind of started to mold what we've created over that time. Was I was like, it can be fun. Nobody really has to win an argument, because you can't win an argument with Randy Galloway anyway.
Sure.
He's just going to make you run around in circles until you're ticked off at something. And so that was how it all.
You definitely have that style.
And so I just kind of followed that.
I like that. And I love how specific we're getting here, too. Lots of people have some great stories and specific moments. And for me, it was two legends who are no longer with us, unfortunately. It was Russ Martin and Kid Craddock that I listened to, that I was like, I didn't realize how much I enjoyed sitting and actually listening to the radio. And like, keep in mind, I'm 24. So like, whenever I could actually take in entertainment and appreciate it for what it is, iPods were coming out. iPhones were coming out. Streaming services started kind of, you know, you started hearing about them. It's like, oh, like Pandora exists, Spotify right. exists. So people my age were listening to music. They were watching YouTube. They were seeking out exactly what they wanted. I was the one kid that had a bedside radio that actually listened to live radio instead of making playlists on his phone and blah, blah, blah. I was the total dork of the friend group that was like, yeah, I keep up with the hot music because I listen to the Seacrest Hot 100 or whatever. Like, that was me. I was the one kid.
We had Casey Kasem. You know, that was the... It was.
Yep.
Yeah, and, that was what we had.
And I have, like, one specific moment that I realized it was what I wanted to do. Really, two that kind of happened simultaneously was I was in a journalism class in high school, and Mrs. Schultz, my teacher, I was sitting there talking to my buddy Aaron instead of doing whatever column we were supposed to be writing. And she was like, you're really good at explaining things. Like, you're really good at talking about things. You should try some sort of format where you're talking about it, not writing about it. Like, not saying that you're bad at writing because you're good at it, but I think you're even better at actually, like, painting a picture with your words verbally. So she was like, get in front of a camera or something. Or, like, you know, we have this career tech school. You could go, you know, learn from the ways of Nate Wood. And,
yes,
you know, he could teach you radio. He taught me radio, and he said, huh, you might be good at this. Let me give you some phone numbers and people you should probably reach out to. And the rest is history there. But I had that one moment. I was sitting in the car, probably late to class. I want to say senior year of high school. And I was listening to Sean and RJ. And Troy was giving a movie review about the Avengers movie. I think it was Infinity War at that time that had just come out. And I don't know why, but as soon as he finished giving that review, I was like, yep, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do, because he got the early access to a premiere of it, and he gave the full breakdown, and Troy was incredible at what he did, and we all know that. And it was just that moment, the pictures that he painted, without spoiling anything, because I was going to see the movie that night that he gave the review. I was like, you know what? This is cool. Kind of like you said, Corey, it doesn't have to be highlight culture.
Yeah.
We can, you know, pivot from why X, Y, and Z needs to happen with the Cowboys to, okay, you know, we're going to have Katie Nolan in studio and talk about whatever the heck comes up in 22 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe two of those topics will be something important in the world of sports right now, but we can still have fun along the way. And that's when I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to try to do this thing.
With Kid Craddock in particular, and I bet a lot of people feel this way about so many different radio people, like, you can still hear in your head the way they, like, whenever they
look it up, that's where it all is.
Whenever you do kids, it always, dear kid. And you knew it was going to be a sad story, but it was going to have, like, that nice, like, at least with the vacation and stuff. And I bet a lot of people could hear, like, a lot of their favorites in their head right now.
Too much weight on the chip was that's created so many of our stupid segments. Too much weight on the chip was, I had a chip and I went to dip it in the salsa this weekend and the chip broke into the salsa. And that was where the conversation started.
Yeah.
And we have, how many of those conversations do we have that we're just like, something ridiculous that we experienced in life is something that everybody's, it's universal. And dude, we met Kid at the Mike Modano charity game. And that was like, he was as kind and genuine.
Oh my God.
To me, he's in person. The best. And so that made a huge difference. I'll also say this, in high school, The Edge, remember that station?
Yes.
Not the wrestling. 94.5.
Jagger, Jagger and Julian Slim Jim, back whenever I was in high school. I would literally get up in the morning and listen to them. And then I was like working out at the same gym with Julie. And I was like, this is just so wild to see like a regular, she's a regular person.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, she's just a regular person lifting weights right now. Amazing. Right. Yeah. And she was working up here. Well,
I think I had one of those moments. Okay. I was weird tie-in with wrestling and radio. I was at, and you just said Edge. This is even weirder. I went to go meet Edge at a car show in Dallas, and after we got out of the line, me and my dad just started walking around looking at the cars, and there was a couple radio stations out there doing remotes, and I met Cindy Skull.
Oh wow.
And that was when it hit me. I was like, they're just people.
They're just regular
people.
This
is so cool. I've still got that picture of myself, her, and my dad hanging on my wall in my room. Because that was one of my first moments where I was like, oh, regular people can do that. That's cool. You know, like, this is, but it's not as big and, like, larger than life as you think just because it's something that you tune into. It's right. Like, you know, those are real humans behind the stories. It's really, really cool. 877-881-1053, some of your radio origin stories and your favorite memories, how you got hooked into radio. I did see a text from the 210, moved to Dallas after college, heard Masterpiece of the Week once. Been hooked ever since, and I can understand why.
That is either the best or the worst segment to jump in on. I could see how people would be like, this is my show for good, or never will I listen in this time slot again.
And there's a lot of Randy coming in from the 469. Randy was straight awesome, and I can understand why we have a lot of that coming in from the 817. Russ Martin was huge for them too. I did see a couple of CA entries here. Skip Murphy and the Morning Crew.
even.
I mean, that's an iconic morning show.
It is an iconic morning show.
Can I add to something there?
Sure.
We've experienced this. Chris Arnold is... What's the first thing people say whenever they mention Chris Arnold?
How nice he is.
The kindest dude you'll ever meet.
I had one person, one time, say... It seems like Chris Arnold is a phony. And I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
He's so nice all of the time. Like, I can't tell you how many times, like, you might not hear him on there that specific day because he's doing other stuff for us.
He swings through here
He'll pop his head and be like, oh, man, I really liked your segment about X, Y, and Z. He is so freaking
Or he'll
nice.
Just text out of nowhere, you know. Yes. Like, he is as genuine as it gets, man.
Guys, something that's been really polarizing in the world of baseball, the idea of ABS, automatic balls and strikes. John Boy Media was out at one of the Athletics games recently, and they talked with their young budding superstar, Lawrence Butler, and they posed the question to a bunch of players, if you could be commissioner for one day, what is a drastic thing that you would do? And here's a pretty specific breakdown from Lawrence Butler.
ABS. I'm fed up with the umpires. I've had enough with the umpires. They miss too many calls both ways. They call strikes, balls, ball strikes.
Do you want like all robotic?
I want the challenge system. Cause like
two challenges a game?
Yeah,
or?
Three. Just like they do it in AAA. Cause if you look at AAA, the umpires are a little bit more cautious of what pitches they call because they know a pitcher or hitter might challenge it and it might embarrass them. So like they might be a little bit more cautious to pull that trigger in. I feel like up here they don't give a
He said, I feel like up here they don't give a bleep, is what he said on the record before a game. And you're hearing this from some of the younger players because obviously they came up through the system, the minor league system, after this is already a thing.
Yeah.
So these younger players are like, absolutely, I want to be able to turn around and tell the home plate umpire, you're wrong, you know? Or if I'm a pitcher, I want to be able to just tap my head and say, dude, I knew what I threw there, you know? And some of these younger players are like, I wouldn't mind that. Lawrence Butler is like, no, I'm fed up with y'all. I am straight up done with this. Give me the challenge system. So I wonder if, you know, like some of the proverbial old heads of Major League Baseball right now, as they start retiring, if those surveys that we see that they're like, no, we don't want ABS. Those numbers, I feel like, are going to start to trend the other way as younger players, you know, some of these high school draftees make it up through the system and up to the majors. But I like how he just straight up said, I'm fed up. I'm done with the umpires.
The system sucks.
I do wonder sometimes if they did change to the all the time ABS, if we would like it or not, or if the players would still argue, if they'd just be like, no, that's not a strike. If Evan Carter would just look at the robot in disgust the whole time, or I'm still very curious about that.
I believe no, that would not impact the robot, but I kind of want to see now. And it's like with like I want to see
it a ball, and Evan Carter's just
in
like
12 years John Boy Media does this study that Evan Carter like switches the variable off of these calls by more than any other player in the league. And we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
I found something out about Kevin, and you're going to find out dear. Too next in the Fan.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.